Christian Crusaders welcomes you to our weekly radio and internet ministry. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our worship today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Have you ever lived as a part of a minority group? It can be quite an emotional experience. I'm going to talk about that in the sermon this Sunday. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, we pray that we would rather have Jesus than silver or gold. We pray, Heavenly Father, that through the hearing of your word, faith might have been built in our hearts and increased to the place that you, Lord Jesus, art our greatest treasure. So speak to us this day and strengthen us in our relationship with you. And God, we pray that if there be somebody who's listening who has no relationship at all, that this word may begin to build faith in their hearts. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 69th Psalm. These are scattered verses in the Psalm that I would like to read, showing you how depressed the psalmist was as he lived in a minority role. In this word, he says, "Those who hate me without reason outnumber the hairs of my head. Many are my enemies without cause, those who seek to destroy me. I am a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. Those who sit at the gate mock me, and I am the song of the drunkard. Rescue me from the mire. Do not let me sink. Deliver me from those who hate me, from the deep waters. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
My God, how wonderful thou art, thy majesty how bright. How beautiful thy mercy seat, in depths of burning light.
Friends in Christ, living as a minority can be an emotional experience. Several years ago, I was a member of a board that dealt specifically with financial matters. It was a real learning experience for me, and the people on that board were so very kind, and as we say, really down to earth. However, I often found myself hesitant to speak on a particular problem because I was sure that all other members of this board were millionaires and they worked in the area of business. They really were very astute when it came to what made the business world tick. I was not a millionaire and really did not have the credentials to offer much financial advice. When I shared these feelings with one of the board members, he reprimanded me and he said, "Why do you think you were appointed to the group? Your contributions to the ethical concerns of this company are extremely important and just as valuable as any other financial pieces of advice that are offered over the board table." Though I was treated kindly and with equal respect to the others, I did get a small taste of what it is to be a part of a minority group. At least I did when I lived with a board for a couple of hours every week. There are many kinds of minority groups. We think of the racial groups, and that is where we turn to when we think of minorities. But there are also the national groups. They too can be a minority. There are those who are in some way handicapped. They're not able to walk around and to run and to do some of the things that they once were able to do. I never became as aware of that as I have since my wife has been handicapped. It's a sort of a minority in one sense of the word, too. So we could go on and say there are all kinds of minority groups. Today I'd like to present you with one that you might not have thought of before. On the other hand, I'm sure that many of you have. Did it ever occur to you that the Christians, and that is Christians in a biblical sense of the word, are a minority group in a society that does not give credence, or at least does not make a commitment to Jesus Christ? Now, when I talk about that kind of a Christian, I refer to those who confess that Jesus Christ is God, and that Jesus Christ is the only savior of the world. That puts you in a minority group. There are many who would say that Jesus is a great man. There are many who would say, let's follow some of his examples and his moral teachings, but would never consider him as the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by him. That's when you get into the minority group. Now, the psalmist who wrote our text today, Psalm 69, talks about life as a religious minority. He certainly has a feeling of loneliness. He writes in verse 8, I am a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I am insulted, and I endure scorn. The people make sport of me. I am the song of the drunkards. So you see, he was being treated as a part of a minority. Why was it? It was because his religious convictions had become offensive to not only the irreligious people of his day, but even to his own family and his very close friends. Can't you just hear one of those brothers say, you know, I was raised in the same home as this man? Yes, we were, I think, a moderate religious family. We went to the synagogue. We were trained there as children. But father and mother also told us to remember that you can carry anything too far, and that includes your religion. We were not to be offensive to others round about us. And that's why we feel so badly that our brother has gone overboard in his religious life. Now, that could well have been said to the psalmist back in his day, but does it have any application to the Christian who is living in this 21st century? I wonder if it doesn't. I'm sure that most Christians of the evangelical nature find themselves in circumstances where they often are lonesome because they are really a part of the minority. Now you say, well, get a little bit more specific. What do you really mean by that? All right, let's talk a little bit about some of the things which we believe. One, for example, is the Bible. As evangelical Christians, we believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God through which our Heavenly Father speaks to us. And it is the same yesterday and today and forever. Now, that is a minority opinion in our day. The majority of the people, I think, at least those that I come in contact with, will say, certainly the Bible is a very important part of our whole heritage. And certainly we can say that the Bible is the Word of God. But we also have to go on to say that the Bible is subject to the interpretation of the day or the cultural changes that have come about. Otherwise, the Bible becomes ridiculous, some will go on to say. Recently, I was with a group of pastors listening to a theologian speak on the subject of the practice of homosexuality. Now, friend, I have a lot of friends who happen to have that lifestyle. And I want you to know that I love them. But I also have to go on to say that there is no way that you can read the Bible and say that the homosexual lifestyle has the blessings of Almighty God, as it is revealed, at least in the Bible. Now, if you don't believe that the Bible is a word of God in all matters, well, this which I am saying to you is ridiculous. But then you're in trouble too, because who picks and who chooses? So when you say, I understand the orientation, I understand the predicament, but the Bible has to be interpreted differently. And that's what this theologian went on to say. We have to remember that culture does change our understanding of the Bible on this subject. Well, here you separate the majority and the minority. Just one example. We could just as well look at it from the standpoint of cohabitation. The Bible speaks very specifically against that. And yet we know that this is fast becoming a minority point of view for peoples of all ages. Well, let's get off from that one and let's go to the nature of the human being. Living in a humanistic society, we'd like to say that all people are basically very good. Or they make their mistakes, but if you give them a little time and patience and education, they'll overcome these things. The general feeling is that we have within us a power and a strength to run our own lives, and perhaps the lives of other people too, as a nation. We look into all of the gifts that the human being has, as we should. But never dare we turn to Almighty God and say, lead us and guide us and direct us, God, as you have revealed how we are to live with others in this world, and as a mass of that information in the Bible. But we have to close that book a little bit for a little while. We are a minority if we don't. Then what about the person and eternity? Well, I think most people believe that there is a life after death. But when you get to this matter that Jesus Christ is the only way, now that is a minority opinion. But listen to what the Bible has to say. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. I was listening here a few nights ago to a talk show. And the person who was interviewing this celebrity asked him if he had any religious affiliation. He went on to say, I was raised in the Roman Catholic Church, but I no longer have any relationship to any Christian group. In fact, they have turned me off. I don't think that I need them anymore. I am very much disappointed in their idea that I am the way, the truth, and the life, as Jesus has said. When you get into that kind of reasoning, you get into trouble. And he went on to tell how he felt, and I guess one can understand, but here is the minority opinion, that the Word of God stands, and Jesus Christ has simply presented himself as the only Savior of the world. We hear some of these viewpoints being made, it is easy for those in the majority to react with anger at these minority positions, to laugh at the Christian, but in either case to exclude them as far as that kind of thinking is concerned. It is only then that we have to say with the psalmist, I am a stranger to my brothers. They make fun of me. I am considered one to be so ignorant, bigoted, and prejudiced that they cannot be a part of our thought. Now, what do I do? Well, there is one temptation to join the unbeliever, or at least to muffle our commitments and not be verbal about them. After all, we want to live in this society, and we want to live as a part of the majority. Even religiously, we do that. And when we think about being excluded, that's a price that perhaps is too big to pay. We do not want to be a recluse and bask in our own self-piety and self-righteousness. For Jesus has told us to go out into this world and to make his will known. Rather, people, there are a couple of suggestions. One comes from the Word of God. When you find yourself living as a religious minority, do what the psalmist did. He turned to God for strength and grace to handle how to walk as a committed follower in his day. And we do the same, that ask God to give us grace to walk as a committed follower of Jesus Christ in a post-Christian world. We say with the psalmist, God, I pray to you, in the time of your favor, in your great love, answer me with your sure salvation. Be my encourager, rescue me from the mire. Do not let me sink. Deliver me from those who hate me. Come near and rescue me. So we turn to our Heavenly Father, and that's where we need a strong devotional life. May I suggest one other, found certainly throughout the rest of the Bible. Turn to fellow believers. That's why we need the church. We are not islands unto ourselves. We need the fellowship of believers. It is important for us to worship. It is important for us to have our small groups. It is important for us to come together as a minority, in order that we can face the majority. This is true for the young person who finds himself on a university campus. It is true for those who find themselves in the military. But it is true for all of us. It was true in the early church. Where were the disciples on Easter night? They were together, being strengthened as a minority, went out to live among a majority who gave no allegiance to Jesus Christ. Amen. A few weeks ago, I was in the studio of our producer, Jeff Isaacs. He was humming along, and I thought, what a beautiful voice. So I asked Jeff if he would make a CD of one of my favorite hymns, Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling. He did just that, and I want to play it on our program today. Listen to Jeff Isaacs.
For me. He has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home.
Grant, O God, that we may hear the message in this song, that softly and tenderly you are calling us to be a part of your kingdom. And that comes only through knowing Jesus Christ as Savior. Calling us, O God, to be a part of that minority. Calling us to a faith that never fails. O God, we pray that through your word we might have been strengthened again today. Bless those who are sick and shut in. We commit them into your care. In Christ's name, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. We pray that the message and music in today's service has brightened your day and brought you comfort and peace. Share the word of Christian Crusaders with a friend, a relative, or a neighbor. By making more people aware, we can increase our radio and internet ministry by sharing the word and spreading the light so that no one walks in darkness. Christian Crusaders is a non-profit ministry. Gifts to our ministry are tax-deductible and are used to spread the gospel message on radio broadcasts in 12 states across the nation. We thank each of our listeners who have remembered Christian Crusaders with their gifts and their prayers. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 40 years.